And this is VPR News. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. There's been a lot of talk over the past week about something that's had a hard time finding much political traction in Vermont: tougher ethics laws. Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin now says he's in favor of forming an ethics commission to watchdog state government officials. That follows some recent news stories that raise questions about conflicts of interest or potential self-dealing among Vermont public officials. So is Vermont ready for reform? Republican State Representative Heidi Schuerman has advocated for ethics laws in the past, and she joins us on the line. Representative, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I appreciate it.
Do you think there will be more of an appetite to form an ethics panel when the legislature gets back to work this winter?
I think given the recent news and recent comments by a number of people, I think so. I think this might be the opportunity to move forward as a state on an ethics commission and a code of conduct.
And do you plan to introduce a bill?
I actually have already this biennium. It's a modified version of what I introduced last biennium. Although there are some changes I would make to this one as well, but hopefully that will get some traction this coming year.
We heard Governor Shumlin say yesterday that he supports this measure, but as he put it, the devil is in the details. Exactly who should this panel have the power to watch over, and what kind of power should it have to do so?
First of all, I think it needs to be consistent. I think there needs to be a code of conduct established for the members of the General Assembly, and a code of conduct established for statewide elected officials and appointed officials in the executive branch. And that ethics commission would be tasked with receiving inquiries or complaints about ethics, possible ethics violations with regard to that code of conduct. I think the main thing is, I think that we've come across anyway in the last number of years has been, again, not accusing anybody of anything untoward or certainly not illegal, but that there's a perception of a conflict of interest. And I think it's appropriate, and Vermonters, I believe, think it's appropriate that we expect our elected, all of our elected and appointed officials to not benefit financially from their position or use their position for the advancement of their personal interests.
Recently, we've heard about a member of Governor Shumlin's cabinet leaving to take a job with a program he used to regulate. The GOP has criticized another incoming cabinet member because her husband works for an interest group. And then there are these revelations about the lieutenant governor's construction firm getting state contracts. Should an ethics committee be empowered to prevent these types of things?
Well, again, I don't know if it's necessarily preventing these types of things. It's bringing bringing to the attention, ensuring that people are cognizant of their own personal conflicts or potential or perceptions of conflicts of interest. I think from the very beginning, frankly, I will say I think the lieutenant governor has been very upfront. He's been very careful about not being involved in those bids for the state. So, again, it's not necessarily that these things can't be done. It's that there needs to be something in place that ensures that there is accountability and transparency. And in those cases where there is, in fact, conflicts, that those are prevented and or there's consequences.
One argument against tougher ethics laws in the past in Vermont has been, well, the state doesn't need them. It's not known for political corruption, and different interests are going to overlap because the state is so small. We have a citizen legislature. Do you think these are valid arguments?
No, I don't. We are indeed a very small state, and our public officials are very accessible, but that doesn't necessarily mean that transparency and accountability are present. And I don't think it means necessarily that conflicts of interest issues don't arise. We hear over and over again, Alex, about the distrust the general public has for politics and politicians. We hear it from our neighbors and friends throughout this state. So while politics, in my view, should be regarded as sort of this noble profession, it's been reduced in many cases to the butt of late-night talk show jokes. And I think it's important to instill more confidence in our government. And if that starts at the state level, I think we should absolutely do it.
We've been talking state ethics with State Representative Heidi Schuerman. She's a Republican from Stowe. Representative, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.